So it's a different kind of ministry. People always look into the ministry to be like it was in Jesus' day. And the apostles, they came to him and said, Lord, shall we call down fire and destroy the city as Elijah did? And he says, you don't know what spirit you're of. It didn't say, he didn't necessarily rebuke them in the sense of like, such things ought never be. I mean, a God who's going to bring about a lake of fire is not going to say, well, these things never should be. Obviously, bringing fire on people is something that God considers doable at the right time. But in the ministry of Christ at his first advent, that wasn't the spirit of it. The spirit of it was of reconciliation. In the end times, it's the spirit of revenge. And Christ is at the center of it. And it is the day of vengeance. And his prophets will foretell it, and they will foreshadow it. So after 3.5 days, that's 3 full days. And I'll say, Christ was in the tomb for 3 days and 3 nights. They've gone even farther than 3 days. By then, the people are ecstatic. They're never getting up. 3 whole days went past, another half day. You're into the 4th day, still not risen. They will be so pleased. And then the spirit of life from God enters, and they stand up. And great fear falls on them which saw them. I mean, the whole world's going to be watching. You want to talk about how freaked out they were before? They heard a great voice from heaven saying to them, come up hither, the most ironic words. Why do I say that? Well, because the whole, all the rapture. I want to say something. My former teacher used to say that people who believe in the rapture are deceived. They're going to worship Antichrist, etc. I don't think that believing something like that I don't believe that that means you must worship Antichrist. Like that somehow there's no other option. That's what you're destined to do because you believe that. And nor do I believe that, God will never work with someone until they give up those beliefs. I do believe that God reveals the truth to all of us in his time. Those of us who are called according to his purpose. He will reveal the truth to us. There are things I may not understand properly in the scriptures. I trust and believe that God will reveal them to me. And any believer who truly believes in Jesus Christ, I have faith in their salvation because of God, that he has given them that faith, and that they, anything that is amiss in their faith, God is going to turn them on the right path in his time. I thought about the years I wasted in drugs and alcohol. Well, God worked with me. So just because and false doctrine is a sin, these shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. The heretics. Heretics will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. So heresy and false doctrine is a serious matter, just like all the other sins. But I do trust that those who seek righteousness and who seek the kingdom of God and truth will have their understanding enlightened by God, whether they want to or not. But these are ironic words because that is what when they talk about the rapture, when John is caught up in the beginning of the book of Revelation, which says, come up hither and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. That's chapter 4. They say, oh, that's the rapture. That's the rapture back then. That's when the church disappears and then the end times begin. Well, that was spoken to John specifically. This is the come up hither. Yes, because John was caught up. And when people get caught up, the voices come out of heaven and say, come up here. They ascend up to heaven, up into the sky. Heaven is just everything up there, but I don't think they're going to heaven to remain there or anything. They're coming within the same hour Christ is returning. There's going to be this great earthquake. The 10th part of the city fell. In the earthquake were slain 7,000. People ask me, who are these 7,000? Someone actually brought me that question. I know people make a big deal about it. It's just the number of people who get killed. That's what it is. Who are they? Apparently nobody. Because it doesn't say anything special about them. I remember someone suggested, I remember my ex-teacher, he was like, oh, these are 7,000 fallen angels. Killed in an earthquake? I don't know. That doesn't, that's a stretch, Could it be true? I could be, I guess, but you're just, does It doesn't say that here, and it doesn't make a lot. I mean, yeah, it's not something I would say, like in all seriousness, and say like, yeah, that's what I believe. I wouldn't say it. I just think that's, I don't know, not very plausible. And the remnant were frighted. That's a remnant of believers who were not slain. The remnant are those who maybe have turned. Those who either through the time of the tribulation, through the preaching of the witnesses, some people are going to turn, or maybe at the beginning, you know, as these events unfold, there are people who are not, you look at the parable of the virgins where the door is shut and they're locked out, and it's very stark. But then you also see cases like the thief on the cross, who is saved there by his faith in asking Christ to remember him in his kingdom. So there are times when God gives mercy, even in the most unlikely circumstances. So there is a remnant who is not of those churches that are slain. It could be also people who would be considered part of the two candlesticks, but just who didn't get caught up in the deadly, you know, end events. They just weren't there, or they didn't go, or they just, you know, could be, hopefully wives and children. You know, that's great. That there is a remnant who is not slain. I always would prefer my family to watch me die than to have to watch any of them die. So that's preferable to me. And that's the end of the second one on the sixth trumpet. Verse 15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power, and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward to thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was open in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. And there were lightnings, and voices, and thunderings, and an earthquake, and great hail. The seventh trumpet does not explicitly say, and Jesus rode out on his white horse, and he went out and returned to the earth. No, it doesn't explicitly say that, but that's really besides the point. Because the resurrection happens at the last trump. And it is clear from passages like Mark 13, Matthew 24, it says,